You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 15, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the 2026 BRICS Summit collapse shakes the Global South. The global stage is shifting rapidly under the current administration of Donald Trump. Recently, a major international meeting ended in diplomatic failure. The May 2026 BRICS foreign ministers meeting in New Delhi collapsed abruptly. It failed to produce a joint statement for the second consecutive time. This political breakdown exposes deep fractures within the expanding bloc. The central issue revolves around the ongoing war involving Iran, Israel, and the United States. This conflict began in late February 2026. Internal tensions prevented the group from forming a unified front. While this might seem like a distant political issue, it has profound implications. The failure threatens to disrupt global energy markets. Ultimately, these disruptions affect the cost of living for Black families in the United States. They also threaten the economic stability of the broader African diaspora. Understanding this collapse requires exploring the origins and ambitions of this massive alliance. The BRICS alliance did not start as a traditional political treaty. It began as an economic forecast intended to predict future global power. In 1998, Russian Foreign Minister Yevgeny Primakov proposed a strategic triangle. He wanted Russia, India, and China to diversify away from Western reliance. By 2001, a Goldman Sachs economist named Jim O'Neill coined a new acronym. He identified Brazil, Russia, India, and China as future engines of global economic growth. These nations held their first formal summit in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in 2009. South Africa joined the group in 2011. This crucial move added a vital African voice to the table. The coalition officially became known as BRICS. In 2015, the group reached a major institutional milestone. Members launched the New Development Bank as an alternative to Western financial systems. The group sought to build an economic system that respected national sovereignty. For many nations in the Global South, this represented a step toward freedom. They hoped to escape the predatory lending practices of former colonial powers. However, managing such a massive economic bloc requires immense diplomatic skill. The alliance experienced its most dramatic transformation during the 2023 Johannesburg summit. Leaders agreed to the most significant expansion in the history of the group. On January 1, 2024, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates officially joined. Indonesia followed closely behind, joining the coalition in early 2025. This expansion aimed to consolidate the power of developing nations worldwide. It sought to create a unified voice against Western economic dominance. Adding these new nations vastly increased the global footprint of the bloc. However, the expansion also brought serious regional rivalries into the inner circle. The inclusion of both Iran and Gulf monarchies proved particularly problematic. These nations share a long history of intense geopolitical friction. Bringing them together under one diplomatic roof created immediate challenges. The bloc operates on a strict consensus model. This means a single member can easily block any joint statement or agreement. When members share a unified goal, this model projects strength and solidarity. When members find themselves on opposite sides of a war, consensus becomes completely impossible. The diplomatic disaster in New Delhi highlighted the fatal flaw of consensus voting. The May 2026 meeting was the second failure under the current Indian presidency. A similar deputy-level meeting ended in deadlock just 1 month prior. The primary catalyst for this paralysis is the United States and Israeli war on Iran. By the time of the May summit, the conflict had raged for 77 days. The stakes for global security had reached a critical boiling point. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi pushed heavily for a joint statement. He demanded language that unequivocally condemned the military aggression against Tehran. However, diplomats from the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia resisted this push. They refused to accept language that would alienate their own Western security partners. Furthermore, Gulf nations demanded condemnation of Iranian missile strikes that targeted Gulf infrastructure. Public confrontations between Iranian and Emirati diplomats dominated the highly tense summit. India attempted to maintain its strategic autonomy during the crisis. The host nation ultimately released only a brief document acknowledging differing views. The diplomatic breakdown in New Delhi carries severe consequences for global energy markets. The expanded bloc now controls nearly 44% of global oil production. Yet, its members are actively targeting the shipping lanes of their supposed allies. India has been severely impacted by the Iranian blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The country is the third largest oil importer in the entire world. The blockade has even led to the sinking of an India-flagged vessel. These disruptions send shockwaves through the global economy. When global oil prices spike, marginalized communities feel the impact almost immediately. African American households face a significantly higher energy burden than white households. Energy burden refers to the percentage of household income spent on utility costs. The average United States household spends about 3.2% of its income on energy. However, households in majority black neighborhoods pay an average of 5.1%. This disparity stems from historical housing discrimination and poorly insulated older housing stock. A global oil crisis can push these households into severe financial distress. Families often have to choose between paying for utilities and buying basic groceries. Developing nations have long sought a permanent path away from Western financial dominance. Historically, institutions like the International Monetary Fund have imposed harsh conditions on developing economies. These conditions are widely known as structural adjustment programs. These programs devastated the social infrastructure of many African and Caribbean nations. Critics argue that these policies essentially transferred wealth from Africa to Western capitalist economies. African nations were often forced to cut essential public health and education services. The New Development Bank offers a symbol of hope for sovereign development. It allows nations to seek infrastructure loans without adopting damaging austerity measures. The global shift connects deeply to the history of Africa before extreme foreign interference. Leaders desire the freedom to pursue independent policies without taking sides in superpower conflicts. This concept is widely known in geopolitical circles as strategic autonomy. Strategic autonomy allows countries to maintain diverse trading partnerships for their own security. Developing economies use this approach to resist modern pressures that resemble historical colonial control. The BRICS alliance historically focused heavily on the concept of de-dollarization. This strategy involves reducing global reliance on the United States dollar for international trade. If the dollar loses its global reserve status, the United States faces severe inflation. The value of the currency drops, and the cost of imported goods increases rapidly. Consequently, the federal government may raise interest rates to compensate for the lost purchasing power. A weaker dollar fundamentally changes the domestic economy. These sweeping economic shifts hit vulnerable domestic populations incredibly hard. Borrowing money for mortgages or vehicles becomes far more expensive for low-income families. Black Americans currently command nearly $2 trillion in annual buying power. Unfortunately, this substantial wealth circulates within the community for only a very brief period. The money typically leaves the community within 6 hours. Because wealth does not circulate locally, black families remain highly susceptible to global inflationary shocks. If the United States loses its privilege to print money freely, social programs could face significant funding cuts. Understanding the true economic weight of the Global South requires looking beyond traditional metrics. Economists often rely on a crucial measurement called purchasing power parity. This metric measures what money can actually buy in different countries. It accounts for the relative cost of living rather than just looking at exchange rates. This approach provides a much more accurate picture of an individual standard of living. The metric highlights the hidden strength of developing nations. Purchasing power parity shows that developing economies are often larger than raw dollars suggest. Basic goods and essential services cost significantly less in these nations. The World Bank uses this exact metric to set the extreme poverty line worldwide. It ensures that survival power is measured equally across vastly different global economies. When measured by this standard, the expanded BRICS coalition is a massive economic force. The group currently holds a projected 41% share of the global economic output. This massive share makes their current diplomatic paralysis even more alarming for the global economy. The recent expansion of the coalition held great promise for the African continent. The formal inclusion of Egypt and Ethiopia was viewed as a modern extension of Pan-African solidarity. It represented a bold move toward collective bargaining power for the entire region. This integration aligns perfectly with the goal of dismantling asymmetric relations with Western powers. South Africa actively uses its membership to champion greater continental free trade initiatives. Leaders hoped the alliance would foster internal growth across the continent. However, the total collapse in New Delhi threatens to unravel these ambitious economic dreams. The inability to manage internal conflicts represents a severe failure of collective action. African nations may find themselves forced back into unfavorable dependency dynamics. They might have to negotiate individually with dominant Western powers once again. A strong, unified bloc is essential for protecting Black communities from international exploitation. The current geopolitical disorder jeopardizes the financial independence that the alliance originally promised to deliver. The war in the Middle East creates immense danger for the global African diaspora. Many East African migrants currently live and work in Gulf countries like the United Arab Emirates. These individuals often occupy low-wage and highly insecure employment positions. A regional war leaves these vulnerable workers with minimal access to vital social safety nets. They face an incredibly high risk of physical displacement and economic ruin. The conflict threatens their ability to send vital resources back home. Furthermore, prolonged military engagement historically redirects crucial federal resources within the United States. Government spending frequently shifts away from domestic social investment and toward international defense budgets. Programs dedicated to urban development and public education often suffer immediate funding reductions. Conflicts in the Middle East also trigger dangerous ripple effects across the entire African continent. Surging energy and fertilizer costs lead directly to severe food insecurity for millions. Nations are increasingly pressured to provide military support during these major superpower confrontations. The BRICS alliance clearly struggles to transition from a symbolic movement to a functional force. The failure to release a joint statement exposes the limits of an anti-hegemonic alliance. It takes more than a shared dislike of Western dominance to sustain a geopolitical bloc. The group lacks a formal charter or mechanism to manage active military conflicts among members. The Kazan Declaration in 2024 previously navigated these complexities with relative ease. However, the current reality of a shooting war has proven too difficult to overcome. This diplomatic failure demonstrates that economic weight alone cannot guarantee political unity. The coalition controls enormous resources, yet its members cannot find common ground on basic security. These international conflicts continue to influence African-American families in unexpected ways. Global instability directly impacts energy burdens, inflation, and the availability of domestic social funding. The Global South must resolve these internal rivalries to truly reshape the global order. Otherwise, the promise of a multipolar world will remain an unfulfilled dream. Copyright African Elements.